Founded in 1994, FareShare is a charity aimed at alleviating food poverty and reducing food waste in the UK. It does this by rescuing good quality surplus food that would otherwise go to landfill, and through its team of volunteers working at 21 warehouses, sending it to around 10,000 charity and community groups across the UK. FareShare East Anglia is based in Ipswich and started operating in 2017. Its aim is to supply over 1,500 charities throughout Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Essex. Leslie went along to the Ipswich warehouse, where she met some of the volunteers and spoke to Sophie Willis.
Hello, I'm Leslie. Food waste is a hot topic at the moment, with 1.9 million tonnes of food being wasted by the food industry in the UK every year. Yet an estimated 8.4 million people in this country are struggling to afford to eat. Today, I'm at the regional headquarters of FareShare in Ipswich, talking to Sophie Willis, the Community Coordinator for East Anglia. Sophie, thank you for inviting me here today. Could you tell me what FareShare as a charity do to help this situation, please?
Absolutely. So FareShare is the UK's largest food redistribution charity. So we access good quality in-date surplus food, which would otherwise go to waste. And we redistribute it to vulnerable people in need around the UK. So that's either through our regional centres, like this one here in Ipswich, or through an in-store redistribution service called FareShare Go. We operate 21 regional centres across the UK, and we work with a whole range of charities and community groups. So they could be anything from elderly care homes, school breakfast clubs, women's refuges, homeless shelters, and many, many more.
That's a wide range. Could you outline how the system works, please? The steps involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with organisations across the whole range of, the whole food supply chain. So that could be growers, manufacturers, producers, all the way to supermarkets. So at all of those points in the supply chain, we can access surplus food, and that comes through either to our regional centres that I mentioned, or through FareShare Go. We set charities, non-profits, community groups up in the local area to be able to go into their local supermarket, whether that's Tesco, Waitrose or Asda, and collect surplus food for free from the supermarkets.
Okay, thank you. What's the difference between FareShare Go and the FareShare Surplus Distribution?
So FareShare Go is an in-store surplus food redistribution service, which enables retailers, such as the ones I just mentioned, so Tesco, Waitrose and Asda, to alert local charities and community groups when they have surplus food left in store. So, for example, a local breakfast club at a school might be signed up to a slot on a Monday morning to collect from their local Tesco. So they'll be notified via text or via our app, which we've just launched, that there's surplus food on offer. They'll then respond and be able to go into the store the following morning or that same evening when they receive the text and collect the food. With our regional centres, which is FareShare UK, our regional centres operate on a slightly more complex level. So we accept food from across the whole supply chain. So like I previously mentioned, farmers, manufacturers, producers. We access that surplus food and it comes into our regional centres, which are warehouses and depots, where food can be safely stored in chillers, so walk-in freezers with cupboard space, that kind of thing, or stored on shelves in the warehouse. So it comes in and it's sorted, weighed, dated and everything like that, so we can easily, see what we've got. It's all filled in onto a system online. And charities and community groups can then register to become a member at the regional centre. We can then guarantee a delivery either once a week or fortnightly, dependent on the group's needs, of a certain amount of kilograms of food each week. And that could be up to 100 kilograms of food, obviously depending on the requirement. So being a member does involve a small fee. So that's just to cover the costs of overheads such as utility bills and deliveries. So it differs slightly to Fair Share Go and the direct from store collections, because obviously they're free. We just need the organisations then to commit to going to collect the food. So, you know, committing their time to be able to collect the food for free. With Fair Share Go in this region, so East Anglia, we've got 116 supermarket stores signed up with Fair Share Go, and we serve around 400 charities and community groups across the region with the direct collections.
Wow. I've recently noticed a Fair Share sticker going up in the window of our local Tesco's. You've touched on some of the other supermarkets, but which supermarkets are on board? And can smaller independent food retailers participate in the scheme?
Absolutely. So I mentioned Tesco. They've been donating with us for a couple of years now. Waitrose finished rolling out last year. So Waitrose stores across the UK donate through the Fair Share Go scheme. Asda also have launched with us, and we finished the rollout this year. In terms of other food partners, so we work with over 500 food partners across the country and the whole supply chain. We can definitely work with smaller food businesses, and we're definitely keen to establish more partnerships with food suppliers on a local basis. So, for example, the regional centre in Ipswich might have networks and kind of links to local growers, manufacturers. And with East Anglia being quite rural and agricultural, it's quite a good, you know, place to be in a position to make those networks, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now for some facts and figures. This is a massive warehouse. How many tonnes of food is collected here at the Ipswich warehouse in a week?
So in a week, generally we redistribute roughly around a tonne of surplus food a week. So that's the equivalent of about 2,500 meals going to people in need. The regional centre actually only opened in 2017. And since that time, so around a year and a half, we've saved in total just over 55 tonnes of food from going to waste. So that does equate to roughly that one tonne a week mark, which is great. And that's helping 3,258 people every week, and is the equivalent of 131,340 meals since we've opened. So we've been doing quite well.
Yes. So what sort of charitable groups benefit from the scheme, and how do charities actually sign up to receive the Fair Share food? What's the process, please?
So we have an online inquiries form. So on our website, you can access a little kind of, you know, expression of interest form through our website. We also at Fair Share Go in particular have a central recruitment team that will kind of reach out, especially if we have a launch of a new retailer in the area, and have a little look into what charities or community groups are operating in the area and who might benefit. Our eligibility criteria is that an organisation is charitable or non-profit based. Within that, you know, there's a whole range of organisations. It could be lunch clubs, could be breakfast clubs, as I've mentioned, food banks, that kind of thing. They'll come through to us, so whether that's through the online inquiry, and that's at our website, which is fairshare.org.uk. There'll be someone from our recruitment team will get in touch talks through what the organisation does, how they use food, what service, so whether that's the regional centres or Fair Share Go might work best for them. And they will then have a visit from a community coordinator like myself to come out, meet face to face, and again have a chat through the process, how it works, and find the best fit for the organisation to make sure they're getting the amount and types of food that would work best for them. Food safety is also a major part of what we do.
Yeah.
So as part of the sign-up process, we also do or complete a kitchen check, food safety check. Some organisations might have a full-scale industrial kitchen. Others might operate, for example, a community fridge and just have, you know, a table set up with food for local community members to take. So, again, it's very tailored to the organisation, but we make sure that they're kind of following local environmental health regulations, the Food Safety Act and things like that. But, yeah, no, we do partner with a whole range of organisations and, yeah, really try and get that surplus food out to as many organisations that can make use of it as possible.
Fantastic. Finally, Fair Share itself is a charity organisation. How can people help you achieve your aims? Do you have volunteers who help you?
Absolutely. So our regional centres actually rely on an incredible network of volunteers. So although we do have staff such as warehouse coordinators and those kind of positions at the regional centres, our volunteers are, you know, the ones that really keep it going. So whether that's volunteers coming in for a few hours a week sorting food that's come in, doing the picks for organisations, so picking out food that's then going to be delivered, going out and delivering, so van drivers, that kind of thing. So yeah, volunteers are a massive part of what we do, especially in the regional centres. And there's always, you know, opportunities there. Obviously, our regional centre in East Anglia is Ipswich. So we are looking to kind of expand our reach, whether that's more deliveries, you know, more vans, that kind of thing. So yeah, loads of opportunities there. Donations as well. As an independent charity, we do rely on supporters, and monetary donations are hugely valuable in helping Fair Share to, you know, continue packing, picking orders, that kind of thing, making deliveries. And just £1 is actually enough to enable Fair Share to provide 4 meals to people in need. So yeah, just a really small amount of money can actually go a really long way. And I would say even just, you know, being aware of what is happening in your local area. So whether you've got any organisations locally that you could support, they might get, you know, donations from Tesco, Waitrose, Asda with us. Mm-hmm. They might receive deliveries from our regional centre. A lot of Tesco stores have the baskets where you can, yes, buy extra food on your own shop and then donate to a food bank. So that's another really great way of kind of helping, just, you know, buying the odd tin here and there and donating that. So yeah, there's lots of ways of helping.
Well, thank you so much for showing me around today. Thank you so much for your time.
No and problem.
A wonderful topic.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Leslie was speaking to Sophie Willis of Fair Share East Anglia. Could your charity put good food to good use? If you know of a charity or community group interested in becoming a food member to access good quality in-date food, visit www.fairshare.org.uk. And Fair Share is spelled FARESHARE.